Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, September 14th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog and sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. If you're listening live right now on Blog Talk Radio, just scroll down a little bit on your computer screen. You'll see the chat room has automatically opened up. You're already in the chat room, but registered as a guest. We ask that you please register. It'll just take a moment, and that'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do. Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at MountHealthy.com. That's MTHealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at MyAmishGoods.com. That's MyAmishGoods.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And let's see, what's that here out here in the background? Yep, it is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, and of course also known as the Compost Queen herself, the one, the only, the lovely Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. It just gets better and better every time you introduce me. I just wonder what you're going to come up with next. How are you doing today, Whisper? You sound pretty chipper.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I went and had a glass of lemonade right before I came on air, and it went down the wrong way, so I'm still kind of recovering from that, coughing here and there, so I apologize. But doing well. Let's see, yesterday afternoon, yesterday was another productive day here on the homestead, but yesterday evening, the sun was just coming down the horizon, and I said, you know what, I'm going to get out there and try to harrow that new area that they leveled out, and I wasn't out there. I couldn't stay out there 10 minutes. It is so dry. I mean, I had my mask on. I had an N95 mask on, and even with that, it was horrible, dusty, getting in my eyes. The tractor ended up getting coated. I got coated with dust. It was absolutely horrible. 10 minutes, and I said, I am wasting my time, and I parked the tractor and went in and got some things done inside, but it was horrible. We desperately need some rain here. And they're saying Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there might be a 40, 30, and a 20% chance, respectively, on those days. And I just sure hope that we get some significant rain here. I might even be out harrowing in the rain if need be, because I really need to get my garden in for fall. I went by the Country Farm Center yesterday and looked at what all they had as far as plants and seeds. Of course, that got me even more excited about my fall garden, but I got on the hair yesterday, and I mean, I may not even been on it 10 minutes. I said, this is ridiculous, and parked that sucker. So we definitely need the rain, like many, many others out there that need the rain. We were just discussing that in the chat room. But this morning, early. The propane company came by. They buried my 250-gallon propane tank. It's been here since we bought the house for about 4 years ago, and it's a buryable, if that makes sense. It's a tank that you can bury, but it was sitting on top of the ground, which is fine. I guess it was grandfathered in, but since they had made code that it you can't have a tank that can be buried sitting above ground. Well, I have no idea, but I wanted it buried anyway. It was kind of an eyesore, and it was in an area we wanted to park our vehicles beside the house, so we moved it, and they came and had the hole dug the other day, you remember, and then today the gas company comes and buries it and runs the new copper gas line. So got that done today, and of course we have the radio show today, but we're going to wrap up about 1 o'clock. Today is one of the two Wednesdays, second and fourth Wednesday of the month. Y'all remember Peter Brown used to be on those days, but now he's every Monday. Thank goodness, what a great blessing he is to this show. And we're close. I think I've got it about narrowed down for a new preparedness guru to come on the second and fourth Wednesdays to talk about being, you know, just preparedness, long-term food storage, solar cooking, solar power, wind power, food storage, water purification, and things like that for the second and fourth Wednesdays. So we're close to that. And, of course, other than that, we do have a full schedule here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer with lots of great guests. And I have... it's about as finalized as it's going to be, and I made the announcement yesterday on my Facebook page at the Chicken Whisperer. You too can become a fan of the Chicken Whisperer on Facebook. We invite you to do so. Join about 12,500 others, and just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. Pardon me. But I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement now on the radio show, even though we didn't make it yesterday on our Facebook page. But we are getting back in gear. I've said this many a times. Why? Because I'm very proud to be able to say it. But here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors, Pat and I, we have given away more chicken coops. We're coming up on our third year of broadcasting, folks, but we have given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. That's a fact. And also another fact for you, we have given away more chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet. Fact. And we are going down that road again. We are I've been talking with Derek over at the great folks at My Pet Chicken, mypetchicken.com, and we're going to be giving away, and we're going to start giving away chicken coops again as we go through the winter, getting people ready for next spring. But we're going to be giving a chicken coop away every other month for probably the next year. We're going to go for the next at least 6 months, I know. And so we're going to have another chicken coop contest in October. And then we're going to have another one in December, and then we're going to have another one in February. So at least the next 6 months, every other month, we're going to be giving away three more chicken coops here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, thanks to MyPetChicken.com. So we're getting ready. We're coming up with a nice creative contest where we can involve both our radio listeners, both archive listeners and live listeners, as well as our 12,000-plus Facebook fans and our 3,000-plus Twitter followers. So we're going to try to get everybody involved and create a contest where everybody can participate in winning this chicken coop that's valued at really well over $400 when you talk about shipping. I think it retails for $399, so let's just say $400, and then plus shipping runs anywhere from $150 to about $250 to ship those suckers right to your front door. And so we wanted to make sure that you wouldn't have to go and maybe pick it up at a freight distributor somewhere near you. So we wanted it right to your front door with the economy the way it is. And so so you're looking at probably about a $600 value with shipping for these chicken coops that we're going to be giving away. So another fun chicken coop contest here that we are known for across the country, around the world. And so we'll start that October 1st. It'll run through October 31st. We will give that – let me look at the calendar and see if Halloween is on a weekday. Yes, it is. It's on a Monday. So we will – and actually, the first is a Saturday. So we will start this the first Monday of October, which is 3rd. The Chicken Coop Contest will start Monday, October 3rd, and it will go all the way through, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, and then we will actually give it away on Monday, the 31st. What do you think, Pat? Maybe Fun Fridays are so fun. I think we ought to give it away Friday the 28th. Plus Halloween, you know, people might be busy and it's a Monday. So I think what we'll do is we'll start the contest on Monday the 3rd. of October, and we'll end it. We'll actually give the coop away live on the radio show Friday on the 28th, Halloween.
Well, Whisper, that'd be great, and that's also when Crossroads is, and as I understand you, we're both going to be at Crossroads on that Friday the 28th. So what do you think of that?
Hey, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, that's right. That is Crossroads. I didn't have that on my digital calendar here on the laptop, so that's a great idea. So we'll be giving a chicken coop away. So that just might be that we can absolutely do that. So very cool. We're not sure exactly what the contest is going to consist of. It may be collecting passwords. It may actually be sending in an envelope with your name on it. We'll put it all into a big pickle jar and draw your name. We haven't really decided exactly how we're going to do this yet, but we are going to be giving away a chicken coop in October, and then in December, and then February. Those 3 months, we're alternating months there, and we'll be giving away three more chicken coops to add to our already countless number of chicken coops we've given away on this radio show. So we're really excited about that. I wanted to make that announcement. And what we've got going on today is we're going to end the show about 1 o'clock today, Pat, and then so we've got 45 minutes left. But we wanted to bring on Andrew Odom, who is the founder of TinyRevolution.us. And everybody loves Andrew when he comes on, and I know that he is expecting his first little one here very, very soon. I think her due date's less than a week. But what we're going to do is we're going to omit chickens in the news for today. We're going to get right to Andrew Odom, and we're going to talk about Tiny Revolution. The good, the bad, and the ugly here for the next 45 minutes. And at 1 o'clock, we'll say goodbye, and then and we'll let everybody get back on with their day. And then, of course, tomorrow, don't forget, we've got Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist, is going to be here tomorrow. And then, and I'll tell you what our subject's going to be here in just a second. Let me get over here to my radio show folder. Let me get on Dr. McRae's schedule, and let's see, we've got, that'll be September the, the 15th, lice and mite control. That'll be tomorrow, lice and mite control. Looks like it's scheduled for tomorrow, September the 15th, so you're not going to want to miss that to learn all about lice and mite control with Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist. So we've got that Thursday and then another awesome Fun Friday. We've also started alternating Fun Fridays, folks. We're going to do one Fun Friday where we give the prizes away on the radio show. We're going to do one Fun Friday where we give prizes away throughout the day on our Facebook. We talked with our sponsors about that, and we really want to broaden the spectrum of people that are eligible to win the prizes. And we do have thousands, literally thousands of listeners of this radio show. It's been documented and confirmed by the Wall Street Journal. But we also have many thousands that do Facebook and Twitter. So we just want to kind of broaden our winning base, if you will. And so I think we're probably going to do, and we may actually start maybe two Fridays out of the month when we do that. Maybe take that Friday off, Pat, and we won't have a radio show that Friday, but we will do this Facebook contest throughout the day. We still may do a Friday radio show, but stick to the contests on Facebook. So very, very cool. So we've got about 45 minutes, and so what we're going to do is we're going to go over to the switchboard, and Andrew, if you've called in, Andrew, go ahead and press 1 on your phone so I can pick out your, because we have lots of people that call in and listen to the show, so that, there we go, perfect, I thought that was you, and very, very good. Alrighty, it's now time to welcome our good friend Andrew Odom, expecting dad here in the next few days, am I right, Andrew?
Yes, yes, yes.
when is the official due date?
September 20th.
Okay. Six more days. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Six more days. Yeah, and for those of you who are fans of Tiny Revolution on Facebook or even friends of mine, you saw a picture I put up last night that was very easily confused for Crystal not being enthused about still being pregnant. When actually it was her face upon me asking her at least 27 times, can I take your picture? Can I take your picture now? Can I take a picture?
Andrew, you're messing with a pregnant woman, you know. That Not sure you can go that far.
while she was making dinner for us. So
oh dear.
I was really missing.
Yeah. Critter Lover says, that's dangerous, Andrew. It's like badgering a badger in some ways if she's not in a good mood. There's nothing to fear for a woman.
Ozark Homesteader was asking, do you think she's going to make the due date, or do you think she's going to pop before then?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, I put up a page, an event or whatever on Facebook, and we invited some family and a couple of close friends to guess the date and the birth weight. And I actually said that I thought September 11th or 12th was going to be the due date. And so that has gone out the door. do I think she'll make it? Honestly, I think it'll probably be around the 21st or 22nd. And I say that because, one, the baby has dropped. Number two, Friday we have a doctor's appointment and we'll find out about perhaps dilation. And then I can make a better guess, but I just have this real good feeling that the date the doctor picked is pretty accurate. He is a very accurate doctor. He's nailed the day to the day for four of our friends. So I'm pretty confident that he'll be able to nail it. So I'm going to say 21st, 22nd.
Nice. Very good. Well, we'll be, let's see, let me go over here and look at the calendar. Let's see, your normal scheduled day is Tuesday the 20th.
Yes, it is. So it will work out well if she holds out to the 21st.
Oh, gotta love it. Absolutely gotta love it. So I actually did broadcast a mini show from the hospital room when Jen delivered. Actually, I set up and I said, you know, we did, I can't even remember now, Pat hosted the whole show and I signed on for a couple of minutes or what happened, but yeah, right there in the hospital room after Jen had delivered. So that was a little crazy, but just all I can say is get your sleep now, get your rest now, go ahead and get that stored up. So,
yeah.
But absolutely, it's going to be a blessing, and we're really anxious to see pictures, and we were in the same boat about 3 months ago, so it'll be very cool. So what's been going on? We always start with this in the last 30 days, or since we last talked to you, there on the Tiny Revolution Homestead. I think last time y'all had put down a concrete pad, if I remember correctly, there. And what else has gone on in the last few days?
Well, we actually, I think that was actually about 2 months ago, the concrete pad. So quite a bit has happened. I always act like I'm not going to have anything to talk about. I'm like, oh gosh, what could I possibly tell them? Nothing's happened, but yeah, actually, quite a bit more has happened. We did get the new pig pen put up, which is we were only about a month late putting that up, and when I say a month late, it's not because we had a calendar event or anything, but a month late because they were already a little bit stronger than we wanted them to be when we had to muscle them into the new pen. So we got that built, and that's real nice. They seem to enjoy it. It's in a much more shaded area, so it's a lot nicer for them. It's more of what we were looking for from the beginning. It's out of the way. It's kind of pushed back some. The smell is covered up a little bit, so it's actually really quite nice. So we're pleased with that. So we got that in, and actually it opened up some good dialogue on the Facebook page, talking to some folks about how it is you can have animals and you know, interact with them on a daily basis and still be able to process them when it's time. And you know, it's a matter of really enterprise and stewardship, as well as just basic food chain. You know, sourcing your food. You know, and I know that the Chicken Whisperer fans will understand this because we often do this with our chickens as well. But you know, when you get these animals, you get them for one of two reasons. You get them either for enterprise farming, which is to generate some sort of income, or you get them for sustainable farming, which is to feed your own family or the people on your land. And then, of course, the stewardship issue comes in with, you know, we raise our animals as humanely as possible so they do have a stress-free, anxiety-free, well-fed sort of existence until they, you know, and this is where the third part comes in, until they have kind of lived their course and the food chain takes over and they become, you know, what in a lot of simple living and farming mindsets is their lot in life, so to speak. So it opened up some interesting dialogue and just really got me thinking about how it is we treat our animals, how we care for them, you know, how it appears to other people and how much more education has to happen in our nation in order and in our world to really understand the whole idea of sourcing your own food and feeding, you know, feeding the globe and that sort of stuff. I was pondering the other day, if you'll let me go off on this rabbit trail for just a second, I was pondering the other day, you know, we often see these headlines now, how to feed the world or a hungry nation or something like that. You know, really the idea is that if every family learned to feed themselves, then we wouldn't have to be so concerned with feeding the world because everyone would understand how to take care of themselves in a better fashion and quit being so dependent on all these outside sources. The more dependence there is, the more, and I use this word very cautiously, the more slavery that there is in our world. And we've got to learn to be more independent or else, you know, we'll fall for anything, basically. And that's why we, you know, have these GMOs operating the way they do and we have the big agriculture and government-based agriculture and that sort of stuff. So it's interesting. So all that came from the pig pen, mind you. All that thought process came from the pig pen. And then further on, we processed out another layer of chickens. I was about to say chicks, but they weren't. They're chickens. So are y'all still there, by the way?
Yes, we are.
Okay, it got real quiet. I was like, gosh, maybe I'm
talking We're listening
myself.
Intently, Jesse.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, that kind of leads into the chicken coop. We processed out another layer of chickens, so we have 14 more what we call family packs. We have 14 more family packs in the freezer, which will be good for the fall and early winter. And we've decided to winter over a few chickens this year, which we had not been doing traditionally because of the expense. For anyone who raises chickens, you know, you understand what it means to winter over a chicken. When chickens slow down their laying, when they slow down that production and you get less eggs, it's less you can sell to others to generate some income. We only sell eggs to basically pay for the feed for the chickens. And remind me, Whisper, Ozark Homesteader, excuse me, just asked any advice on processing. We've got to take care of four cockerels that were supposed to be pullets. We've got to do it in the next few weeks. Remind me to answer that. I will get to it.
Yes, yes.
So we processed them out, and so we're wintering over a few, and we kept a rooster and two hens, and we're going to try our hand at the tide of fate and see if we can't come up with some fertilized eggs on our own and actually produce this next layer from eggs. We do have one of the hens. She's gotten a little bit broody on us, so we think she might be the one that's going to do this for us. And about 5 or 6 days ago, our rooster decided to spread his wings, lift his neck, and let out what can only be called a 13-year-old pubescent boy's attempt at show choir. It was the silliest sound I've ever heard, but it was also a very good sound because I was very pleased to hear that you know, he was coming into that time. So the chickens are doing very well. We are I'm pleased to say this, our laying flock just hit an all time record. For 4 days in a row now we've gotten a full dozen a day.
All right.
Which is just fantastic. And for those of you who don't get a dozen a day, walking outside and pulling in a dozen eggs and holding $4 in your hand every single day is such an amazing feeling. It really is. It really is great. So we're pleased with that, and we figure we'll probably continue at that for about a month, and then they'll start slowing off. We've got two or three that are starting to show some signs of losing a few feathers, a little bit of molting there. So we might have to cull the flock, you know, in the fall. But for right now, everything is going great with that. Really pleased with how our chickens are doing. And the big news, I'm not sure if folks have been reading and followed on or not, but I have quote-unquote retired from blogging. I don't know if anyone's aware of that or if anyone's heard, but I have retired from blogging, if you will. I'm no longer blogging for Farmer's Almanac. I had a great run there. It got overwhelming for me. I think it was more than what they really wanted at the time. I slowed down blogging on guest posts. I pulled back on Tiny Revolution and am now only blogging maybe once every 7 to 10 days. I really just got to the point, Whisper, where I felt like I was doing a lot more writing about living than actually living. And my projects started to take the shape of, as I was doing them, I was constantly thinking, okay, how can I turn this into a do-it-yourself, or how can I turn this into a blog post, or am I getting enough pictures, that sort of thing. And it just really was taking the enjoyment out of the whole revolution for me. So I talked to Crystal for several days about it and just felt like it was the right way to go. And so I just pulled back. And what I think is interesting is that's something I've been talking about in terms of minimalism and simple living for quite a while, is that we all have to learn to say no, and we all have to learn the difference between what our obligations are and what we're really passionate about. And when we start to engage ourselves in our passions and less in our obligations, then we really start to understand the quality of life that we're meant to have. So that's been a real big advancement here at the Revolution. It's just a lot of time to do things that I want to do, and not because I feel like I have to do them to get out a post about them.
I completely understand.
You know, Whisper, that's just an excellent point about saying no and really understanding what is valuable during each day and how precious our time is and living it instead of writing about it or thinking about writing about it. But I fully agree with you, Andrew. Good point. What do you think, Whisper?
I agree. Yeah, without a doubt. It's like, what are your priorities in life, and what's the big deal? I agree. I mean, the example in our life was we were fully prepared to try to, if Jen did not get, even though she did apply, get her current job, her new job she just got 2 months ago, that she was going to be a stay-at-home mom, as you call it, even though we know that doesn't mean stay-at-home, and it's very a lot of hard work. But she was completely prepared to do that, and we were completely prepared to do whatever we needed to do to live that lifestyle we thought was so important for our family and Caleb. And if that meant, again, we would have lost health benefits, we would have had to go back to paying out of pocket like we did 7, 8 plus years ago before she got her teaching job, and where we paid out of pocket, we wrote that check every month for our Blue Cross Blue Shield way back when, and it was quite a big check every month for our health care, and because we didn't want to, you know, be stuck in the, you know what, I can drive a BMW, but I can't have my health care. So, I don't want to fall into that trap and be a hypocrite. So we're prepared. If that meant getting rid of our Blackberries, which, by the way, for the record, I still might do, now that I've got this sat phone, and which is dual capability, cellular and satellite, we'll talk about that maybe, you know, on another show, and I'm due for another update for everybody anyway with that. So, and now that Jen has an actual work phone provided by her work, we may just totally get rid of our Blackboard. But we were prepared to make whatever changes, lifestyle changes we needed. You know, we can't go out to eat now this week. We can't. The Blackberries are gone. We already do not have TV or cable TV or whatever we needed to do to make that our goal because it was very important to us. And she did get this job where she works out of the house, so we still get to see our son grow up. In fact, yesterday she commented that she saw Caleb actually trying to reach up and grab a little plastic chicken that's on his bouncy. And she commented on that it was so cute and that she was actually here to be able to see that instead of hearing about it when she got home from work. So we're very, very blessed to both be able to work out of the house and have a hand in raising our son. And even if she wouldn't have gotten, again, this job, we would have done whatever we could financially and, you know, selling maybe the one car we have that has a car payment right now and fall back to our two much older cars that are 12 and 25 years old, get rid of that car payment so we could pay health insurance and have her stay at home mom. Whatever, we were prepared to do whatever it took to do that. And you're 100% correct. I completely agree. You got to get your priorities in life. I have nothing against if your priorities are, American Idol, driving BMWs, carrying a Coach purse, and wearing Armani sunglasses, and have your kid at daycare from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to afford the Armani sunglasses and the Blackberries and the BMWs and the Coach purses. If that's how you want to live your life, who's to say? Okay, that's not how I choose to live mine. But and we were willing to do whatever it took to do that keep family first. So kudos to you for that, Andrew. That's absolutely fabulous. You know, I had a good friend come down, Andrew, this past weekend. And he came, and Grover in the chat room now has come by our little homestead and seen our house and where we live. It was so good to see Grover when he came by. And I told my buddy Phil, I said, you know what, there we saw many houses down here that we really liked. One was a 5,000 square feet big columned home on Main Street in Montezuma, which was absolutely beautiful, and it was by far nothing like the prices of houses in Atlanta. So don't get me the wrong way, but at the same time, I was telling my buddy Phil, I was like, you know, if you do that, if you move down here and you buy 40,000 acres and you have that big payment because you got to finance it, or if you buy this huge mammoth house, or if you build this huge mammoth house, you're no better off than the life you were living up in Atlanta. You just changed your coordinates. That's all you did. So, me and Jen had many a talks. That defeats the purpose to come down here and get this, this little old beautiful, but this little what we call it, McMansion on Main Street, though they're affordable in most cases, whatever. It's just, why? We'd be in the same boat we were before, just in a different location. So it didn't meet our goal in life of what we wanted to do and our plan of, again, downsizing and, trying to get debt-free and live a little bit simple life and not be caught up in all that. So kudos for you for that. That's fabulous. Right, Pat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're just exactly right on. And there's an interesting book called Your Money or Your Life, Whisper. It's kind of an older title now, but it's by Dominguez. And he goes into exactly that. What do you want to choose? Even if it's down to something like a candy bar every day, and then you can figure out, well, that's, you just take a look at, is that the way I want to spend my money and live my life? It's something that I really enjoy, but it's not good for my health. It's run, if you figure candy bars $1 a day, it's about $300 a year for candy bars. Is that the best use of my funds? So it's a different way of looking at money as another form of energy, how we trade our life energy for that money. It's kind of a dance and a waltz. So, yep, you're right on. I agree fully.
So all that extra time you have now, Andrew, you're concentrating on the homestead, and of course, in the next few days, concentrating on your family.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I've been able to, just spend a lot more time outside doing some things. I'm in the middle of adding some caulking and some weatherproof sealer on the storage closet that we built.
Yeah.
We have our fall crops are in, so we're excited about that. We're reappropriating some space. So yeah, and here's the coolest part. In the mornings, I wake up, I get a cup of coffee, I go to the front porch, and I read for like 40, 45 minutes of undisturbed reading. And it's just brilliant. I never thought I'd get to a place in my life where I talked about being able to just have a cup of coffee and read as brilliant, but it is. It's just brilliant.
And soon you'll be able to read to your young'un once they arrive and read.
Oh, yes. We already have. Well, we've been reading. I think I told you we've been reading the little golden books.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been reading those to her already, and now we've got a couple other books we're going to start in. We got this really nice illustrated kind of picture storybook Bible sort of thing, so we're going to start that down. We're going to start reading that, and then we've got a couple of farm animal books that we're going to start, and so, you know, all those fun things is going to be... We're definitely looking forward to that, for sure. So, you know, just in the grand scheme of things, people may look and say, hey, well, you haven't done that much in 30 days, what you been doing the whole time? But I feel like we've accomplished a lot. We've accomplished a lot emotionally and spiritually and physically. And, you know, that's going back to what y'all were saying. That's how we choose to live our life. And so, in our opinion, the revolution is stronger than ever.
That's fabulous. Hey, you just mentioned, you know, you got your crops in. I'm so jealous because we just have a big dust bowl down here, and I'm waiting to hopefully we'll get some rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday where I can get my fall garden in. But do y'all have a cold frame, or are you anticipating putting up a cold frame?
We are not this year. Now,
okay.
if you go to anotherkindofdrew.com/blog, that's my archive from our website before we ran Tiny Revolution. And there's three or four posts that I show explicitly how to build a hoop house for $50 or less.
Nice.
And it actually cost me about $36 to build. And it's basically just a PVC skeleton with some contractor plastic over it. Worked exceptionally well. We grew spinach into mid-January. We grew lettuce into mid-January. And we had some tomatoes that went 12 months out of the year. The only reason we're not doing it this year is because all of our garden are in rows. So I am going to do two of our rows with – I am going to cover two of our rows. I'm just going to take PVC, do a, you know, a half moon sort of shape and just drape some plastic over it and then put bricks down to hold it down. I'm not going to get fancy with it or do anything that's kind of permanent because
how did you secure – That's my biggest question. I mean, I've looked at plans online where you put in your base. It's you know, you use like a whatever, a 2x6 or what have you, and you make your frame. And then you use your PVC to come around, and then you use some pipe pitting, I guess, to screw it into the, But how did you secure the plastic to the PVC and then to the frame along the ground? How did you secure your plastic?
Well, if I tell you, you can't, you definitely cannot give away my trade secret.
Very good.
I went to the office supply store and I bought those black binder clips, 2-inch black binder clips.
Oh, yeah.
And where the plastic went over a piece of my PVC, I just put a clip there. and then, you know, did the little thing where you lock it down. I just locked them down. And that's it, man. That was my whole fancy setup.
You're talking about those little black butterfly-looking things that you squeeze and they open up?
That's exactly right. And, in fact, what I'm doing right now is getting that blog. I'm pulling that blog post up so I can put the link in the chat room there so everybody can see it if they want.
That's awesome. What a great way. And
The challenge went out to me. See, this fellow had come out with this blog post that I had read just absolutely everywhere regarding his $50 hoop house or something like that. And I said, you know what, $50 is awfully expensive. I bet I can do it for cheaper. And so I set out to do it for cheaper, and I did. I came up with a $36 hoop house.
How what was the dimensions of yours?
If I'm not mistaken, it was about 18 feet long and probably 8 feet across.
Okay, so still a decent-sized hoop house.
Oh, it was good. It had a door and everything. I mean, it was really quite nice. I think I have found it. Nope, that's not it right here. Here we go. The recycled hoop house. And there are Flickr pictures to go with it. So there's a link there. So I'm putting it in the chat room right now so that everyone can check that out if they want and see just how simple it was, as well as the directions on how we did it. And for those of you who see my overalls, you may say, gosh, man, you've been wearing those overalls forever. No, I have identical pairs of them, and I swap them out on a regular basis.
Yep.
So, at any rate, so that's the hoop house. The rest of the stuff we have in, we put in things that are from regions, seeds from regions that are used to cold weather. So we use some European green mixes because the seeds are originally from colder climates. So they shouldn't have any problem acclimating to maybe an early frost or something like that. And we actually heard about that from a couple in Virginia who were on Fresh Air or something like that on NPR. And they run a 12-month organic farmers market, and they were talking about some of the different legumes that they plant that are seeds based in Eastern Europe and things like that, where it can snow on the plant's just fine.
Huh.
So yeah, good stuff. So that's where we're at with that. Let me think. Oh, I wanted to get back to that question for Ozark Homesteader about processing out. Do I have any tips or anything like that? You know, it's an interesting thing. I don't have any tips. There is, in my opinion, there's no real wrong way or right way to process out your flock. A lot of it depends on what you're comfortable with, what you have thought about doing, what you have experience doing, and what you want more experience doing. There are some videos on YouTube that show you both inhumane and humane ways to process out a flock. What our particular way, what we do is we have a killing cone that's attached to a tree. So we take out a bird, we dip them in the cone, head first, of course. Basically, the blood rushes to their head. They go into a state of almost passing out. We take a very, very, very sharp blade, and with one simple cut, we cut the jugular across the neck so that there's no pain or fluttering or anything like that. It's a very swift motion. And then we proceed with the birds. We don't like to have skin on our birds. We don't even eat fried chicken like a lot of people do. So it matters not to us whether or not they're skinned. So we just go ahead and take the skin right off. That's essentially our method. In regards to, you know, tips for other people, if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to be a frustrating process because there is an emotional part to it. If you have, you know, any sort of heart in you, it's a difficult process to begin with for the simple fact that you're taking the life of anything. But you have to understand that that's the intended purpose for those particular birds, that that's the enterprise of it, and that's just how it's going to be. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a backyard flock of 3,000 birds because you've never processed any out. I mean, even when you go to cull a flock, you know, there comes a certain amount of maintenance that has to happen. So it's a delicate process. So I would say one of my tips would be, you know, don't have young children around unless you've prepared them for it. It's not something I would, you know, necessarily want to invite the neighbor's kids over to witness. I don't know. Am I moving in the right direction here, Whisper? It's very difficult. I don't like to hear people who say, oh, we wring their necks and we chop them off with hatchets and we throw them on the ground and stomp them and then we pluck their feathers out. And
I just don't. That's not my idea of a good idea. A good idea. Grover, of course, he's like, we catch them, wring their necks, and cut their heads off. But and that's, you know, that's fine. If that method is okay for him, that's great. He does bring up a good point, though. You've got to let them drain out. As with any animal that's being processed, it's very important to drain them first. You definitely don't want blood to get caught in pockets or in muscles or something like that. It's also very important that you understand the anatomy of the bird so that you can pull out the organs that don't need to stay there. You definitely need to, you know, understand what that you've got to pull those organs out. In my opinion, gutting them is harder than actually killing them. Just because it's a very tactile sort of thing, and it's harsh. So to drain them, homesteader, it takes literally maybe 4 or 5 minutes per bird. Because once we move them from the cone, we hang them, we put a string on one foot, hang it over a line onto the other foot, and allow them to drain out into a bucket. And it takes about 5 total minutes. So does that kind of answer it, Whisper? I mean, does that make me sound completely inhumane?
No, of course not. It sounds like you're providing for your family to me. And we have listeners, let me tell you, we have vegans. We have vegetarians. We have people that keep their chickens inside. We have people that listen to the show and that follow us on Facebook and whatnot. So we have all walks of life. We have people that belong to PETA. We have people that hate PETA. We have people that would donate to the Humane Society of the United States. We have people that trash them on a daily basis. So we're an equal opportunity offender here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Yeah, we are an equal opportunity offender. So we just have shows. We talk about different topics on the shows. Andrew and Pat, we're old enough to know you can't make everybody happy. We learned that many years ago. And I learned very quickly. Well, I didn't learn very quickly. It took some time. I've worked hard at what I do. But somebody had told me along the way that you've made it when you start receiving hate mail. You know you've made it when you start receiving hate mail. So over the past few years, I've received two. So we must be doing something right. But that sounded perfectly fine. It's educational, and like I said, some people process their chickens. Some people would not even dream of processing Petunia and Pansy and Precious in their backyard. So, but you know what? We have noticed, Andrew, the last few times we have offered processing classes with our 1,600-plus member Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, those were some of the biggest meetings we had, where we had about 100 people show up. Many still couldn't dream about processing their little pet chickens that they have named, that they take treats to every day, but they were there to learn how, so if or when they needed to, they would have the knowledge on how to do it humanely as humanely as possible. So
you bring up a good point, Whisper. You say in case they ever have to. Look, we've got these two stray cats that we paid to have fixed or whatever, but we've got these two stray cats that live on our land, and every time they come up and want to get friendly with me, I always look at them and say, don't you think if times don't get hard, I won't eat you? I want them to know that at some point they could be on the menu if times get hard.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man. Yeah, you make a good point. You definitely make a good point. Well, hey, I got about 7 minutes till one, and I would like to go ahead and go to chicken trivia. We got a prize to give away. It is Wednesday. We've got a nesting box to give away from our good friends over at Ware Manufacturing. So we'll go ahead and wrap this portion of the show up. Andrew, I really appreciate you stepping up and being on today. And you can visit his website, tinyrevolution.us, tinyrevolution.us. And again, if before we talk again, if your new edition arrives, then we'll be keeping you in our prayers, and I hope that you have great family times and create some great family memories. And if by any chance that she has her own agenda and decides to come a little later, then we'll look forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Well, I appreciate it, guys. And as always, feel free to contact me by email or on the website or on Facebook. And we'll answer as many questions as we can along the way.
That sounds like a plan. We appreciate you coming on. That's Andrew Odom with TinyRevolution.us. We'll take a real quick commercial break here. When we come back, we'll have some chicken trivia. Pat, if you have a chicken joke or a chicken riddle that you want to share, then we'll all just lower our heads, shake them back and forth, but we'll be glad to hear it. So we'll be back right after this short break. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, VermexUSA.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey. Technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom-labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. As we wrap up today's radio show, we are going to give away an awesome nesting box away to one lucky listener. If you have not won anything from Ware Manufacturing in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this contest. Again, if you have not won anything from Ware Manufacturing in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this contest. You'll get a wonderful single nest box from Ware Manufacturing shipped directly to your front door. We've got Pat on the line, and she's got, looks like from the chat room, a little riddle that she's going to ask. And I think we'll take caller number five. Caller number five at 347-637-3237. Caller number five, 347-637-3237. If you haven't won anything from Ware in the last 30 days and want to try to win this nesting box, you can give us a call if you know the answer of the following riddle.
Okay, this is actually a very easy one, if you just kind of think about it a little differently. But Whisper, do you know how you can make the number 7 even? How can you make a 7 even? 347-637-3237. How do you make a 7 even? Be even. What do you think of that one?
I don't know, but what was that? Why are so many people afraid of 7? Because what? 7, 8, 9?
That's a good one. I'll have to add that to my collection here.
there you go. I forget. And it's more than that. I just remember working so many days in Jen's kindergarten class hearing that. Hearing that on multiple occasions. So how do you make 7 even? How do you make 7 even? 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. Give us a call right now, caller number 5. If you know how to make 7 even, then and you're caller number 5, you'll win this awesome nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. Ware Manufacturing. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, when we welcome Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist, talking about lice and mites regarding poultry and how to identify and how to treat those. And then and different types of treatments and whatnot, and even maybe some natural treatments regarding that. And then, of course, another awesome, fun Friday. How do you make 7 even? Alrighty.
So easy. I like this one because it is so easy. Yeah, it's right in front of you.
Good deal. All right, remember, if you want to participate, if you're listening, if you've called in and you want to participate, you need to press 1. You need to press 1 if you're wanting to participate in this trivia contest. When you call in, it'll say press 1 to speak with the host, and you'll need to go ahead and press 1 if you want to participate so you get in the caller queue so we know who's participating, who wants to take a guess or a gander at. And, of course, if you haven't won anything from Ware Manufacturing in the last 30 days, then you are eligible. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hang on just a second. There's Pat. Caller calling in from area code 517. 517, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
This is Ozark Homesteader, and I am calling from the Ozarks, not from Michigan, like my number looks like.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for calling in. And I don't know. I have no idea what this is, so I'm going to have to rely on Pat to give us the right answer. But Ozark Homesteader, what do you think the answer is?
Okay, I don't really know, but I think maybe it's take the S off, and then you'll only have 4 letters left, and that's even. I guess you could take the N off, too.
That's exactly right. You make a 7 even just by dropping the S.
Yay!
Oh.
So well done.
Excited.
Well done.
I know.
Yay. I don't know. Gotcha.
I know.
What was that, Ozark Chuck Homestead, or what did you say?
I'm thrilled. I'm so excited.
Wonderful. Okay, this is what we need you to do. You
yes.
need to send us an email to chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. So chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. And in the title of your email, put nesting box. And then within the email, we'll need your name, your shipping address, a phone number, and if you would just put down right out in the email your email address so I can copy and paste that, get it over to Heather at Ware Manufacturing, and she'll get this. It's a single wooden nesting box to add to any coop to, if you need an extra one, or maybe in a smaller, maybe if you want to have a little brooder coop that you want to build, and now you've got a nesting box. If you have a hen go broody and want to separate them, then you can do that. So there's a lot of great resources for this item. But I want to say, hey, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And, yep, you realized it. We're cutting this show a little short today, but we'll be back tomorrow with a full show, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here again with Dr. Bridget McRae. Pat, thank you for that little riddle there, and we do appreciate that. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow, Pat, at 12 o'clock as well.
It's a plan. Okay.
All right. Take it away.
Yes. Well, of course, Andrew Odom was our special guest today. He's a minimalist living and a tiny home builder. And you can see his website at tinyrevolution.us. Of course, appreciation to our chat room chickeneers and all our listeners for tuning in and listening along. And Blog Talk Radio provides the radio, the chat, and the video services. Andy Snyder, Andy is the Chicken Whisperer and the creator of the show, and of course, the wind under our wings. I'm Pat Forman, and from all of us, absolutely all of us, may the flock be with you. Many blessings to everybody. See you tomorrow.